Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. I'm too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 25-713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you are more than welcome to do that. We have the Astros winning. If for those of you that weren't with us at the beginning, we are live at Golden Nugget Lake Charles in the DraftKings Sportsbook, where we're going to be here today and tomorrow. Coming up in about an hour, or less than an hour, we got Josh Pate going to be joining us this morning here on the show. We got John Chill going to join us at 9:30. We're going to give you some winners for this weekend. And I can't wait. The college football season is here and ready to go. Is there anything in the college football before we get to Josh Pate? We got Astros winning 4-0 yesterday. That's pretty cool. And they actually beat the Colorado Rockies, which is unbelievable. Unbelievable to beat this Rocky team, because nobody's doing that. Nobody's really doing that. Is there anything this weekend that
almost 100 times they've been beaten?
You like Clemson at home, don't you?
Yeah, a lot. Two guys that are literally about to fist fight. You should have seen them. I can't stop watching this. They were warming up, and the one guy's drilling the ball at the other guy, and then they got into a physical fight after this. I like Clemson. Yeah, I think Clemson is – there's a lot of people that like Clemson a lot this year.
I know.
You got Klubnik, who – you know, there's. Think about how many teams are being big up for having a quarterback who's never even been a full-time starter. And that's not the case with Clemson. Clemson's guy's been there from the start. So he's got a lot of experience. They actually went into the portal a little bit and got some portal stuff done. And there's talk that this could be finally where maybe Dabo's got a team where he's back in Dabo territory.
This also could be a time where Brian Kelly could win a first game.
It just doesn't usually happen.
It doesn't ever happen, actually, since he's been at LSU. He doesn't win the first game. They play tough teams. There's no question about it. They ain't scared of anybody in that first week.
No.
But when you that USC team was not good last year.
No.
It was just not good. And you lost that football game in Vegas. And you had – and then the crowd was – I was there. It was favoring – it favored – although USC did represent. But – you're going into they're not Death Valley, by the way. Okay, so we can
tell
stop
it to them. That's what these two
Guess
games
what?
Over the next 2 years are supposed to prove. Who's Death Valley? What's the real Death Valley?
Oh, wait till they get to the real Death Valley.
If Nussmeier can't hear and guys are false starting, then we know.
Well, you talk about Clubnik, Kevin. You got experience with him. You got experience with Nussmeier as well. We'll see. We'll see. LSU's got is going to be pretty good this year. We'll see which team is able to. If LSU can go into Clemson and win that football game, LSU's got a chance to do some nice things. Got a chance to get to the playoff this year. That is going to be a marquee win. You go into Clemson and win in the first week of the season. We'll see. 713-780-3776.
Nussmeier against ranked opponents last year. A total of, let's see, 8 interceptions in 4 games.
That's it?
That's not a good number.
Just 8 interceptions?
2 per game against ranked teams is not a good number.
Yeah, but he's worked on that in the offseason.
I hope so.
There was some stuff he worked on.
What about Arch saying, we got a target on our back, but we got a...
No, somebody asked him about having a target on our back, and we got red...
We're the hunters, is what he said.
He said we got a red light, like
red
means
dot.
A triple B,
red,
yeah,
dot.
Red dot on you with a scope.
Arch, okay, you beat like Mississippi Valley State last year.
No, but he's a Texas QB1, John.
Okay.
You don't understand.
He's talking like it.
Okay, slow down.
He's like, well, you say think we're the hunter?
Yeah.
We're the hunted? We're hunting.
We're still hunting.
He said we're hunting.
We got a target on our back, but we got the red dot on them. Right. But
Yahoo had an article about my guy Duke Mannyweather made it into the most influential people in football moving forward. And actually, Duke is an O-line guy who does O-line masterminds is actually in that list along with the Mannings. But the Mannings, who's going to shape 2025 in football? And the Mannings are in there. And I thought about it. I'm like, And at first, for some reason, I was just thinking the Manning cast, because Peyton Manning has Omaha Productions, which has a lot of different TV stuff going on. They have the Manning cast. But, I mean, it's Arch Manning.
Is he still doing quarterbacks?
Yeah,
that's
I think
his,
that's still
that's
his
deal.
That's his deal. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the Manning's fingerprints are all over everything. And then you have Arch Manning, of course, who's going to have, you know, could be a Heisman Trophy winner, is going to have a say-so in potentially the college football playoffs. Yeah, the Mannings are going to be critical, are going to be highly impactful in all of football
in 2025.
Yeah.
Which, and a couple of them are retired, and yet they still have a big impact on college football. I don't know about honestly. We'll see if Texas can handle. I mean, that first of all, being in the horseshoe, and secondly, Arch's first big game against
it's a great big team.
Would you rather
play this now? If you're Texas, would you rather get it out like first
now,
week of the season or
yeah, because
fourth
Arch
week
has
of
got
season.
More experience. Than,
somehow Arch
than
is a more experienced quarterback in this matchup.
I think I'd rather have it now.
Yeah.
And Ohio State has lost early season games in that building before. Like now it's now a couple years ago now, but Oregon went in there and won early when they're still trying to figure some stuff out. If you're going to play Ohio State with all the guys they're replacing, all the guys who are in the NFL now, now's the time. Sure, Jeremiah Smith is the headliner, and they'll always have dudes. But a young quarterback, Texas is really good. They're the number one team in the country. You play Ohio State now. If you got to go into Columbus, you do it now.
Yeah, I agree. Of course, they lost to Michigan in the last week and won a national championship.
Yeah, with the advantages of the 12-team playoff, you get to lose. So it's not – not talking about wiping away what their season can be, but if you're talking about you want to get a big win on the board early, you go in the horseshoe week one and go get one.
You're Ohio State, you have two losses. You lose this one and you lose to Michigan, let's say, or Penn State.
Yeah.
You still get there?
I think so. It'll depend on how everything else shakes out across the country, but they're Ohio State. The Big Ten is still is at least the second best conference in the country. At least people believe that. So you go through your Big Ten schedule, there'll be enough on it. And losing to Texas is no great shame. So if you lose the number one team in the country at home, as long as it's not a memorable blowout, let's say you lose by 10, whatever, that'll be wiped aside. People have short memories.
Yeah, that's another reason is Ohio State and Texas are both, it makes the most sense to play this because the loser still, I mean, with 12 teams, you've always got a shot, so it's not going to matter, but had this been back in the four-game era, you still like this for sure. You would want this the first game because you got a lot of time to make up for it, especially with the opportunities that arise in the SEC, for example, with you know some of the scheduling opportunities to play good teams. You know, Texas has to go. If Texas can win at Ohio State and at Georgia against Kirby, oh my gosh, they're a national championship winning team. I mean, if you can win those two on those two, the first game of the year is a night game at Ohio State, and then in October you got to go beat Kirby in Kirby Land against Georgia. Whoo, you got a squad if you can do that.
Absolutely. All right, let's break. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking Texas Card House. Look, I played poker here yesterday, but when I get back to Houston, I played it here last night, and I'm going to play it here again today. But when I get back to Houston, Texas Card House is the place to be. Texas Card. I was, as a matter of fact, I was asked by one of the dealers. He said, "I've seen you in here before. Where do you play?" I said, "Well, when I'm in Houston, I play at Texas Card House, and Texas Card House is the premier facility right now. It doesn't get any better than what Texas Card House is doing. Clean facilities." Wonderful facility, tables galore, big tournaments. I mean, big $40,000 PLO tournaments. Every month, you've got a hundred thousand Hold'em tournament. Every month, a 40,000 PLO tournament. It's huge. The spring is where you have the really really big tournaments. Spring Cypress and 45. I mean, get up there and play because how about a $40, $10,000 guarantee? $10,000 guarantee when it just costs you $40 to get in. This is what they're doing at Texas Card House. It's an advantage player all the time. any cash game you want. They're open 24/7. The bar's open till 2 in the morning. It's a safe facility with security and a huge parking lot. You're looking for play in poker in the city of Houston. There is one place to go, the premier place for poker in the city of Houston, TexasCardHouse.com.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
Yep, we're at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We're at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Loving, loving, loving life. 821, come on in. 713-780-3776. AJ, give us a heads up. Anybody wants to get on the show, you're more than welcome. We'll get you right on. We are here, and we got football. We got baseball today. Jason Alexander going, this is going to be interesting to see what he does with this. You already got a six-man rotation, and you got Luis Garcia headed back. And Luis Garcia actually looks like he is ready. He's been pitching pretty damn well. It's Triple-A baseball, but so is the Colorado Rockies. So it'll be interesting, and so are the Anaheim Angels. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not, you know, what he's going to do with Luis Garcia. Hopefully Joe's good. Joe missed a game last night because he was sick. And Yordan didn't miss it. Yordan is back. Yordan is hitting the ball hard. Colorado had a game plan against him. Don't throw him anything. And as soon as they did, and anytime they have, he's hit the ball hard. He hits like 95-mile-an-hour flyouts. I mean, it is – He's already on it, which is really, really nice to see. And he's a huge difference maker at the top of that order. There's no question about it. And it helped a little bit last night that the bottom of the order was able to get on base. That really gets you through the order when Jeremy Pena is coming up and there's a couple on. That's really, really nice with Yordan behind him. Jeremy's going to be the beneficiary, I think. They had a poll last night that said who's going to have the most hits because Yordan's back in the lineup. And it was the people thought Jeremy Pena, but that makes sense if Yordan's going to be at second.
Yeah,
I mean you are going to see pitches now. Bags, now, TK asked Bags about that. He said, "Did you?" He goes, "Bags goes, I don't care who's behind me. I don't care who's in front of me. That doesn't matter. It's you got to go do your own job and you got to hit the ball." And he's right. He's right. But it sure does help to have some protection. It sure does help when, hey, I got to come into this guy because if I walk him, I can't walk him because I got Yordan Alvarez batting right after him. I don't want people on base when Yordan is there, so I'm going to come into him. And Jeremy Pena is going to be the beneficiary of that. Not that Jeremy's needed it this year. He's been great, no matter who's been behind him.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, it's really going to be different to have a hammer in the line. If Yordan, that was a shot. I mean, it was a center field. That was a Yordan bomb. That was a real deal home run. They avoided him in the minor leagues. They avoided him in his first two games on the big league level. If we get real Yordan back, what an addition to this team. I mean, he was out for so long, I was just like, it's gravy if he comes back at this point. If he comes back as real Yordan, it's going to have such a huge impact on the batters in front of him and the opportunities behind him.
Yeah.
Because he's going to get on base also with walks. So you're going to have Christian Walker, Yiner Diaz. These guys are going to get ops for RBIs.
Carlos Altuve.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't manifested itself with a bunch of runs the first two games he's been in. They did end up with four runs the other day, yesterday. But it took Cam Smith hitting that home run because they only had one run after the first seven innings. But I honestly, nothing but excitement right now. Now, we were excited when Christian Javier came back. Not in form yet. Spencer Arrighetti, little flat, got off to a bad inning last time after two bad starts, three bad outings, and all of a sudden really settled in.
Yep.
So maybe. I'd love to see Luis Garcia. He's dealing in the minors. But I just don't know who you take out. So Garcia may have to get to the big team and be a reliever.
Well,
I don't know what it is. Get the best arms on the team, and let's see what you got for October.
Well, I mean, you know what? Every outing is a tryout. Does Lance McCullers deserve a spot in the rotation right now? No.
No.
Does Christian Javier? No. Yeah. Does Arrighetti? No.
But don't those – you know what? At some point you have to say, I know that they're not working it out, but who's got the best stuff? Whose spin rates are the best? Like, there's going to be metrics that they can say, okay, this is kind of tells us that he's, it's just a matter of him locking in. Like, if Javier, whoever, has a great spin rate and whatever the metrics are that they're looking for, their fastball is at a certain number, and it's just a matter of, hey, they just need some more outings, then get them more outings. That's fine. But if those numbers don't correlate with what you're looking for, then unfortunately there may not be enough run-up time. Maybe you just have to pull them back, say, okay, Garcia next up. We only have a limited amount of time to get as many guys ready for the playoffs, because obviously if everyone's pitching at their prime, the Astros are a monster this year. You've got real Javier, real McCullers, real Garcia, real Fromber, real Hunter. Holy crap, just look at that.
Well,
I mean, on paper.
And it looks like, because he's not one of those names, is that Jason Alexander would be an odd man out. Maybe Jason Alexander would go to the bullpen, which would be a shame, because Jason Alexander has really – I mean, I felt bad for Brandon – I thought Brandon Walter was probably your second-best starter. Brandon Walter, when he was here, was probably your second-best starter. Well, Fromber was on a roll at that time, actually, so that maybe – he was certainly your third-best starter. Brandon Walter was excellent. Unfortunately, he got hurt. Jason Alexander's not hurt. Jason Alexander has been doing it now for 5-6 starts where he has been solid. Not only solid, but he's been really, really good. And while Fromber has struggled, while Hunter has had his ups and downs, while everybody else, Christian Javier and Lance McCullers and everybody else, has looked like crap at times, Jason Alexander has been a constant, and Jason Alexander is probably the guy that's going to take, and he's the one that's going to have to catch it. Or
catch it in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Well, because we're not doing is sending him down to Triple A.
No.
We're not doing that when we have some of the pitches.
And by the way, you could use a right-hander in that bullpen. Everybody's lefty in that pen.
Right.
It's high. This Colorado Rocky team is all right-handed. Last night, you took Fromber out and brought Brian King in.
Yeah.
Now, Brian King is good against righties. Brian King is reverse splits. That's what Brian King is, because he's good against right-handers. Actually, better against right-handers, I think, than he is.
That's not what you love.
No. Well, but if you're – I don't care. If your splits are good.
Yeah, but you – yeah, that's fine. But the you're never going to just play to that. Like, baseball people can't just play to a lefty versus righty.
No,
it's
but –
it's not historically
good. No. But they were talking about it last night. Said, go ahead, bring a lefty in against Yordan. See how that works out for you.
No, that's Yordan.
Yeah.
That's not King.
Yeah. Well, King has been pretty good. Let's go take a look. King has been pretty damn good. Now, King has not been good. I don't want to say that, because he has actually struggled quite a bit.
No, do you trust King in there? What Joe's not going to do is said, get the lefty in versus the righty. Like, even if his splits are good, it's not something that you aspire to.
If I've got a choice between Ort or Brian King, if I've got a choice between Jason Alexander and Brian King, that's another story.
Well, I want whoever's pitching best.
Right.
I just want whoever's pitching best. But you're not going to lean into a lefty-righty. Like, that's just – historically, that's just not – I don't think baseball people are going to ever say, we got to go to King so we can get these righties out. That's not what he's going to do. Now, if he faces them and gets them out, that's great. But, I mean, I don't care who it is. You got to find three relievers who are doing their jobs, and you got to find one starter who you put in the bullpen as a reliever. And then you got four relievers
okay. In
the postseason.
Versus left and right.
No, I believe you.
No.
About the splits.
Lefties are hitting .339, righties are hitting .209.
No, I believe
that's
you.
That's ridiculous.
But what I'm saying is you're not going to the lefty to get righties out. Like Joe Espada, baseball people
but
can't
they did that
possibly
last night.
Do that.
They did it last time.
Yeah, I mean, he does, but you're not – King is not going to be given a lot of leeway in a postseason.
No.
I'm just thinking playoffs right now. He's not even a guy that –
early on, Brian King was a go-to guy.
Yeah.
He hasn't been anymore.
But, you know, he's a 92-mile-an-hour fastball guy. He's not the big – he didn't have the big heater.
For whatever reason –
so he's got to be really fine
for
with
whatever
his
reason, right-handers have a hard time barreling against him. They have a hard time barreling against him. That ball comes in on him, and apparently it's very difficult.
He's got a little tail on it too, so if he's thrown to the outer portion, you know, you can't.
They're going
to
hit it off the end of the bat.
Yeah,
right?
you're going to.
But that's crazy.
Turn over.
Righties are hitting .209, lefties are hitting .339. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So bring him in again. You know what? If he can get right-handers out, I don't care where what his name is or where he's coming from.
Why are you
from.
In a big rush to get King in the game? Stop.
I'm in a big rush.
Stop trying to get Brian King in these games.
What I'm trying to do is keep Jason Alexander in the rotation.
I like that.
And you know what? if you've got to stack McCullers and Javier or Garcia and McCullers or Garcia and whatever way you got to do that, then that's fine. But Jason Alexander has pitched well enough to deserve a spot in this rotation. That's my point.
Can I, when we come back, and Jason Alexander's making good pitchers' pitches. This isn't he's facing bad competition. Jason Alexander's putting the ball where he wants to. He's got good movement, late movement on his pitches. He's got some nice sink action. Like, Jason Alexander is a pitcher who needs to have right now needs to have a role. If you make it into the playoffs, which you likely, you got a 91% chance of making it right now. If you make it into the playoffs, he needs to have a role.
Yeah.
On this team,
yeah.
Like, he needs to have a role where
if he continues it through this month.
Yeah, and honestly,
got another month left.
And honestly, right now, everyone there's not going to be a fifth starter in the playoffs. So everyone is right now auditioning for 3 and 4.
Right, exactly.
To me, I'm Frommer's two. It is what it is. But 3 and 4, everyone's auditioning. I'm sorry, Christian Javier. I know how much you're getting paid. That's not automatically yours. Lance McCullers, that's not automatically yours. Spencer Arrighetti, that's not automatically. If I'm Joe Espada, I'm going meritocracy right now. No offense, guys. Next year, you guys are at the top of the food chain. But for this year, I mean, I got to go off what I see.
That's right. I'm going off what I see at Chastain Ford, what I've seen 4 times when I bought vehicles from them. I really believe in Chastain Ford. The Chastains are great people. I've known Joe and Patrick for a while now, and I can count on them. I have been able to count on them. I bought we bought my daughter's car there, my son's truck there. I bought a couple of vehicles from them myself. It is. I'm telling you, I don't know that I'd go anywhere else. I trust the way that they go about it, and I'm no different. I knew him, but I wasn't speaking for him at the time, the first time I bought my vehicle there. And it was just like all of the things that I say, where do your payments have to be? That's number one, because we want you to have a great car buying experience, okay? What do you want in the vehicle? Not what we want to give you, what to customize it the way we want. What do you want in the vehicle? And I designed my F-150 Lightning. I designed it myself. Exactly how I wanted it, and you will too. It's a summer sales event going on. It ends Tuesday. 0% for 48 months, zero down, no payments for up to 90 days available on select new 2024 and 25 models, plus a complimentary 2-year maintenance plan. This ends on Tuesday. So you got zero down for 48 months. You got 48 months, 0% financing, and no payments for up to 90 days with a 2-year maintenance plan. This is happening. You got to take advantage of it right now. At ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
Sex is tatted on my arm. Got Houston on my back.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook. We're watching all the different – I mean, I can't wait for tonight. We got our fantasy draft, our listener listener league, which is going to be great. We got the four of us. Well, actually, Joe George is running Mapes' team, right? Or he's
– No, he's not running Mapes' team. Just no – No one wants to actually be the commissioner, so Joe is the commissioner, even though he's not involved in the league.
Oh. No one wanted to be the commissioner?
No one wanted to be the commissioner.
No one asked me.
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah, we didn't ask you because no one wants to deal with you as a commissioner.
Plus, you don't even check emails.
Yeah, because you run the league.
How do you run a league if you don't check emails?
One time I checked emails before, one time or so. I mean,
no. You can't trust
me. No, you can't trust me.
Drunken commissioner.
Yeah, there's no question. No question you can't trust. I would agree with that one. You can't trust me as commissioner. So we're going to do that tonight. We're going to watch the Cougs. We're going to watch the Astros this afternoon here. We're going to get some popcorn, Dell. We're going to get right over here to watch the game.
Popcorn. It's not a movie theater.
Popcorn.
I mean, I know the seats
appetizers.
Are great.
Appetizers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're going to lay out food for us.
Popcorn. Tonight, popcorn. But the Astros game.
I don't want to watch The Astros of you and popcorn?
Yes, with popcorn.
Why would I want
you
going to do the popcorn bucket trick on him? How come you both know it?
Because everybody knows it.
I know.
Everyone knows
it. So my wife was telling me about, she goes, remember when we had our first date, and you, or second date maybe it was, and you commented on how much popcorn I had? I said, did I pull the popcorn bucket trick on you? She goes, what's that? I'm like,
She doesn't know what the popcorn. Yeah, she
no.
Does.
And I told her, and she goes, "Where did you get that from?" I said, "I don't know."
My God,
movie.
That's so old.
I know, but it was a movie. But what movie was it?
Yeah,
I don't know. But
why do we just know that? Are we born just knowing that?
No,
men
it happened.
Born
no,
knowing
you
the popcorn bucket.
No, you've seen it in the movie at some point or a TV show. That or yeah, it didn't originate out of nowhere.
No, but I can't recall. Do you recall where it originated?
I have some memory of seeing it in a movie.
Or, I do too.
Yeah. I mean, and it's been around forever. Been
I know,
forever.
But you can't tell me where's the start point.
I mean, I can't.
You just know it.
Can't tell you where doorknobs came from either, but they're there. They're all they're
well,
they're
they were already
there,
but you grew up. You just kind of knew that's a popcorn trick. You don't know when you heard about it. I've never actually heard someone actually do it, but it was in a show.
Well, it's in show. Yeah, it's been
is
in
a prank with roots in the 1982 film Diner. The origin has
Diner.
Been repeatedly cited in online discussions about the prank. So apparently in the movie Diner is the first time.
That's all you have to
I
do
was
is,
young. So
all you have to do is ask Ron.
Well, there was another one where there's a hot dog one, and that might have been Porky's. Well, I don't want to talk
about that. Well, the hot dogs that fly all over the face.
No, where somebody was in a hot dog bun, but it wasn't a hot dog. I don't know. Let's just.
What?
Isn't Josh Pate coming up soon?
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Pate is coming up.
So I will. You have not even mentioned this, so I will mention it. The Ryder Cup team is official.
And Keegan Bradley's not on it.
Keegan Bradley, but you know what? He said, so I guess it hasn't happened for 62 years. The captain hasn't played, right, for 62 years.
Is that the case?
Yeah, so he said, I'm not playing either.
Yeah.
And he had a case
to
put himself on.
It'd be too much.
Well, usually the Ryder Cup captain is
absolutely.
Not good enough.
Yeah.
Is not good enough. He could have put himself on, and he said it hadn't happened for 62 years.
He was a weird choice anyway because he didn't make the team. They threw him a bone and said, you're going to be the captain?
Well, he was 11th in the Ryder Cup standings.
Right.
Oh, so it's not far off.
No. Actually, 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you have captain's choices. So there was a thought that he could put himself
on. Absolutely. No, he's played well enough. If he wasn't the captain, he would be on the team.
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't the captain,
but
he would be on the team.
I like the idea that he says, look, historically they don't play.
Yeah.
I'm not playing. We'll give it. You
It'd
know,
be too much.
It is, and we'll give someone else a chance. So here's your team. You got Bryson DeChambeau, Harry English, Russell Henley, Xander Schauffele, J.J. Spahn, who he won the British
ben
Open.
Ben Griffin.
Right?
I mean.
Scottie Scheffler, of course. He's
on the team. He made the team.
Scotty made it.
Okay.
Cameron Young, Sam Burns, Ben Griffin, Patrick Cantlay, Colin Morikawa, and Justin Thomas. So those were Cameron
tell
Young,
you.
Young, Burns, Griffin, Cantlay, Morikawa, and Thomas were the captain's choices. Anybody that's missing that the golf
Listen,
community
Listen, Young
is,
making it this year. He's struggled the past few years. Ben Griffin making it. Justin Thomas making it. I mean, he has not been good.
So these are controversial picks?
Not controversial. No. They've had bounce-back years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So are there any controversial snubs?
I don't think so.
Tiger didn't make it.
Ben Griffin making the team was right.
What about Tiger?
Tiger didn't make it this year for some reason. Maybe because he doesn't play anymore.
You got to put Tiger in because people would watch.
People would watch.
That's what.
Okay, would you rather
Travis
watch
Kelce
Ben Griffin?
Said, Travis Kelce is speaking on the Browns saying, put Shedeur Sanders in, coach. That's who they want to see. People will watch. And I'm thinking, is that legal for one player to be talking about another player? A coach isn't supposed to
do
it.
No, Travis Kelce's saying that because he wants Shedeur Sanders to be on the Browns because then the Browns will suck.
Well, guess what? The Browns are going to suck. I don't care if it's Joe Flacco,
right.
Dylan Gabriel, or Shedeur. They're not going to be good this year.
Yeah.
But
listen.
So there was no controversy.
Do you think
snubs.
In the regular season that Stefanski's going to call the bad plays for Shedeur again? All the bad plays.
Why would he not do it?
Right.
He did it in the preseason.
He did it in the
Well, he did it in the second game.
He set him up for failure.
The first game.
Everybody,
he called.
Listen, every coach wants to see his players fail. Every coach.
It's kind of universally
known. Right. Okay.
And they want to make their jobs harder.
It's hard.
Especially when they're on the hot seat.
As hard as
like,
possible.
You know what's good for me on the hot seat? Making my quarterbacks look bad.
Yeah. How see, is he on the hot seat? He's won two Coach of the Year awards. How's he on the hot seat?
Well, they weren't great.
With that garbage quarterback that he showed.
Yeah, he really shouldn't be because he was actually in the playoffs year before last with Joe Flacco.
Yeah, with Joe Flacco.
Comeback player of the year, Joe Flacco, who beat out a guy who had a heart attack on the field.
Stefanski's a good coach.
Except
when he calls the bad plays.
Stefanski is a good coach.
Yeah.
So just getting back to it, there was no controversial snubs?
No.
Okay.
No.
How good is this Ryder team, Ryder Cup team?
I think good. Obviously good enough to win.
You got Scheffler, who's the best player in the world by far. But how good is Schauffele and DeChambeau playing? I mean, clearly, Schauffele not as good, I know. I wish Fleetwood was American. He is really playing well lately.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could take him on our team instead of their team.
He's really playing well.
He's playing great. He's playing great.
You know who just disappeared is John Rahm. Is Rahm, right?
Yeah.
But is he any good on the LIV Tour?
Yeah, he's fine.
See, I wouldn't even know that.
Yeah.
What happened to the Ryder Cup I love, where the Pavins and the Woods and the – what's with the shop – the DeChambeaus and the
Schauffele's.
And the Schauffele's? They ain't American names.
This is what happens. This is why people are trying to shut down
what the hell?
Globalization so we don't have Schauffele's.
Why do I have a Schauffele on the American Ryder Cup team?
That's what they're saying, Dale. They're trying to get rid of the Schauffele's.
Atrocious. I want a Spahn. Jones or a Smith. Now I know they're an American.
I wonder if SEC guy would like J.J. Spahn.
What does he look like?
Well, Google him. He's the one that made that super long putt at the British. It was British Open, right? No.
Who?
It was U.S. Open. It was U.S. Open that Spahn made the long putt to ice it.
Yeah.
It was U.S. Open.
Yeah, he won the – yeah.
Look at these names: Stockton, Couples, Stewart, Watkins, Irwin, Azinger. Now I'm dealing with
J.J.
Schauffele and
Ben Griffin.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing? Steve Pate, Chip Beck,
Colin Morikawa. He's done illegal. His family's done illegal stuff to us, probably in the past.
I mean, I barely accept
Started
O'Meara.
The whole war.
I mean, Mark O'Meara, the O thing gets me a little off. I'm not sure where he's
Daddy,
from.
O'Meara, O'Meara.
I mean, the O. That's I mean that sounds.
Oh.
That sounds Irish.
Irish.
No, he's an Irishman.
Yeah, but still, Ainsinger, Pavin, O'Meara, Levy. What are
Bryson
we doing?
Or
Levy, that's not American
that
to me.
That doesn't sound American.
Yeah, it does. Sounds he's Cajun. Sounds one of them Cajun.
It French.
Does, it does sound.
You mean French?
Yeah, but Cajuns
he's
don't golf typically.
Huh?
Cajuns aren't known as being great golfers typically.
Oh, the A-Bears? Lionel and Jay A-Bear? Know anything about them?
Yeah, they ever made a Ryder Cup team?
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
They did?
Lionel, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Lionel Hebert's been on the Ryder Cup team.
The only Hebert I care about is a mid-tier quarterback for the Saints. It's the only Hebert I've ever cared about.
Bobby.
Lionel Hebert was a billion years old.
Yeah.
That's why I've never –
Lionel first Hebert? Time in my life I played golf with
he died in 2000.
Well, yeah, he's old.
Of natural
well,
causes?
When did he play in the Ryder Cup?
Well, probably in the 50s.
Well, who would know? They didn't. Are we sure that even was invented there, the Ryder Cup?
Did you just make that up?
You know who? Here's the snubs. Maverick.
No, he did play on the Ryder Cup team in '57.
Yeah.
At an ethnic Cajun from Louisiana, he was born and died in Lafayette. Now, the Cajuns tend to stay at home.
I know. I was in Lafayette with him.
Yeah.
But we were boys. Brian Harman, Andrew Novak, these are the snubs. We're okay.
You mean
okay?
Yeah. Sounds like some American names to me.
Yeah. Jordan Spieth, sorry. You sucked. Ricky Fowler, sorry. Okay?
Now, those are some names we know, though.
No, but they're names we know, but they didn't get snubbed.
No.
They didn't deserve to be there. They haven't played well enough. Justin Thomas making it was a bet this year. When you went into this year, Justin Thomas being on this Ryder Cup team was you could have got big odds on it. All right, 713-780-3776. Josh Pate joining us top of the hour. Right now, Lance is talking a little Gulf Coast Chevy Buick.
Good. I love talking about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Don't forget that GMC in there because they got GMC vehicles for you as well. And love the people there. Love Jeff is the guy who handled our last purchase. Well, actually, Rick Drenner did, but Jeff handles a lot of stuff for us. When we've had to have a car worked on, he – typically we'll bring out the loaner and then bring back our car and have stuff done, or if that's the case, he's brought paperwork out when I couldn't get down to Angleton during the middle of the football season. I mean, the customer service, and it doesn't matter who I am and I speak for them, this is how they work with everybody. They are here to make sure that everyone is taken care of, and it's why I love speaking for them, because I know that when you go in and you buy a vehicle, you lease a vehicle from Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, you're going to come out with a great story about how, you know, they treated you so well, the trade-in value is great on your vehicle. You're going to have a very positive experience. It reflects well on me, but I'm used to that by now with Craig DeSerf and the way he does business, because they treat people like family. And it's not just that, it's the great offers they have right now. I'll give you an example. Right now, the Chevy Equinox is 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers, and no monthly payments for 90 days when you finance with GM Financial. That's an awesome offer for you. Chevy has some great deals going on, but don't sleep on the GMC. The GMC Hummer EV and Sierra EV models right now, $7,500 EV lease incentive, but that ends at the end of September. They're taking that EV credit away. So if you like that electric vehicle, go get it at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC right now before the end of September, because it goes bye-bye. Vehicles that you're going to love, finance rates you're going to love, and trade-in values that are unbeaten and unmatched. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Stop in. Tell them Lance Zierlein sent you by.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so a bunch of guys got cut Tuesday. They brought – so remember when Jacob Johnson was going to be the big hit and when it was going to – they were going to – it's a fullback. And,
yeah, I remember.
Then he got cut.
He falls into the category of the Ben Skoranek's. People were excited because they heard that name last offseason. He played with the Rams. All the versatility that Ben Skoranek can provide didn't make it. It's just – yeah, I don't. They have their guy, right? British Brooks will kind of, if they need that, to kind of fill some of that utility back type stuff. But I'm not surprised. But I did. Yeah, we did see the Jacob Johnson stuff kind of get going. But nah,
Harrison Bryant.
He's back.
He's on the practice squad. Okay, there's a bunch of guys. Jacob Johnson. Jared Wayne, wide receiver Jared
Wayne.
Everybody who got cut made it on.
Yeah.
Well, not everybody got cut, but
I mean, all the names.
Eli Cox, Jawar the center. Jordan. Jacob Johnson. Osai. KC Osai. Jawar Jordan. He's back with the team. Haggai Ndubuisi is back. I never heard of him.
I'm not sure.
Jalen Thomas is on the practice squad.
Yep, he was on.
Junior Tafuna on the practice squad. Who else? Damon Arnett. That's an interesting name. He's apparently straightened out his life, which is nice. Here. He played in the UFL, and then the Texans picked him up this spring. And he actually had some good minutes.
I think he had an interception.
Yeah.
This preseason. He was one of the stories for once you get past the questions you ask all the time about the offensive line and Joe Mixon, he became one of the stories that the local reporters got into because of his backstory and coming back.
You got to wonder if they're sold on him as a player or even as a person. They wouldn't have had him in camp unless they thought there was something there to his redemption story. But that's not a good backup. That's not a good list. That's not good depth at cornerback. And he didn't make this team.
Well.
And he's a former first-round pick.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's not a deep roster at the cornerback spot, and he didn't make that team. So it does make me wonder if they want him to keep maybe earning it.
Well, they saw something maybe that they say maybe he can. He'll be.
No, I'm fine with him.
There was
him
a
on
reason
the
he was a first rounder.
Yeah, I'm fine with him putting him on the practice squad. Yeah. I wonder if they're all in on him as a person, or if they still need to see more.
Would he be brought up first or Miles Bryant?
Him, I think.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
Can you trust Miles Bryant more? Trent Brown also trying to get healthy and he's on the practice squad as well. So the practice squad.
I could see Trent Brown and Harrison Bryant being on this team at some point this year. I would say they're the two favorites to be up first.
Well, and so, you know, the Jacob Johnson thing is interesting. Is Cade Stover going to line up in the backfield a lot?
I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, I could see him using him as that offset tight end. Where he goes in motion ends up being a lead blocker.
An H-back.
I can see some of that. I mean, basically.
Yeah.
It's like a kind of a wing back, H-back type of hybrid. Yeah.
Right, right, right. We'll see. Josh Pate joining us on the other side. Quick break here, and then we'll get to Josh Pate. I'm talking about U of H football. It's tonight. You still got time to get there. Go to uhcougars.com or 713-GO-COUGS. Pick up your tickets, or you can buy them right there. That the partying starts tonight at, well, this afternoon at 4 o'clock. TDECU Stadium taking on the SFA Lumberjacks. Get there early. Be loud. Wear red. Get your tickets beforehand, though, at uhcougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS. So you got it all done. You got tailgating. You got Rodeo Houston out there, the Roundup Corral. If you're a rodeo fan, there's a chance you could win season tickets for Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo season tickets, not just to a show, but four season tickets, plus chances throughout the game to win pairs of tickets to a Rodeo Houston performance. Willie Fritz and his team, for the second year, I mean, they are one of the teams. You never know what's going to happen here. They could be a very surprised team. A lot of people thinking highly of this Cougar team this year. Had them as ranked as 30th, 31st, right in that neighborhood. This team is going to be a lot more fun. They got Connor Wegman. Get on out there and watch them tonight at TDECU Stadium. It's the Lone Star Stampede against Stephen F. Austin. UHCougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS.